Steve Summers. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN.
Okay, from the kitchen. It is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 10:05 on a Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the kitchen, 345 Hudson Street, he sits. The legendary Paulie Rosenberg on the other side of the kitchen. And no, from the 1-877-337. 6666. That'd be the number for a 3-hour Monday schmooze right up until the terrific JJ After Dark at 1. Right here on your fan, New York City.
I have a bad feeling about this.
The Marlins home opener against the Orioles has been canceled. The Athletic reporting that the team still staying in Philadelphia after their series with the Phillies due to COVID-19.
We have learned that the Phillies game against the Yankees tonight is now postponed.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm scared. I mean, I really am, you know. So I go from here, home, back here every day. That's all I do. I wash my hands. I went from 47 times a day to probably 99 times a day.
The Marlins had just wrapped a series in Philadelphia. Now word 14 members of the team have tested positive for COVID-19. The Marlins were scheduled to fly home and play 2 games against the Baltimore Orioles. That series not happening.
Wear my mask everywhere I go. So, I mean, but, you know, there's always, you know, there's that concern, you know.
The Yankees were set to open a 4-game set with the Phillies tonight.
Well, we have a whole group of resources that we're relying on to plan and to have the best possible understanding as to what the situation is. We're working with CDC, the World Health Organization, and we have 4 infectious disease specialists from universities around the country, including Columbia, Duke, MIT, that are giving us advice.
And if I'm the president of the Yankees, I don't want my team in that clubhouse where the Marlins just were until I'm guaranteed that it's been completely cleaned, and I want to make sure that all my players and staff get tested.
This is part of that reality. And once again, I'm going to go back to those protocols. I think those protocols were made because we knew where, you know, something like this might happen. And the best we can do is just keep following that and, you know, being consistent with what we've done.
Overall, I think our goal is to play as many baseball games as we possibly can, given the limitations associated with the public health concerns.
It's no less than a snowball gathering speed, picking up bodies as it rolls downhill.
Well, here is another fine mess. Once upon a time, Frank Sinatra was spreading the news, and the rest of us spreading cream cheese on a bagel. Right now, every single baseball fan could use a Corona. Maybe 2. We should have known opening night in Washington when Dr. Fauci couldn't flatten the curve. Everybody's worst fear. Number 19, there it is, in baseball's on-deck circle. Here's what we learned so early this morning. So early, it may be too late for the 2020 season. Is it the end of the beginning or the beginning of the end? The timeline from early this morning. Last Wednesday, in Atlanta, the Marlins played the Braves. Atlanta comes to New York to play the Metropolitans, and Miami goes to Philadelphia. Yesterday, we heard 4 Marlins had tested positive. And reflecting, why were they even playing yesterday? Early this morning, that number of 4 had grown to somewhere between 12 and 14 members of the team, including staff members. Now, soon after learning this, Major League Baseball doesn't cancel but postpones the Yankees going to Philadelphia, as you know, and Baltimore going to Miami, with Miami quarantined in Philadelphia. They don't play tonight. They're not going to play tomorrow. And no sooner are we hearing and proclaiming and celebrating baseball is back 1 weekend into the season, it could be over before it gets started. Here's what happens now. Those testing positive, isolated from the team, Those testing positive need two negative tests 24 hours apart. Then they must show no symptoms for 72 hours. Then they must receive the okay from team doctors. Again, the games tonight with the Yankees and Philadelphia and Baltimore at Miami, not canceled, only postponed. But how far away are we from baseball being canceled altogether? Did Miami pick it up in Atlanta last Wednesday? What did Miami leave in Philadelphia? What did Atlanta bring to New York? What did the Metropolitans bring to Boston? You start connecting the dots, and then you really quickly want to look the other way. You figure the Braves were clean. Well, you figure that, and maybe one day they are, the next day they aren't. There are false negatives. There are false positives. There can't be enough testing. You figure the Braves were clean, so we hadn't heard otherwise. And then you figure, and hope, of course, the Metropolitan's okay getting to Boston, since we haven't heard otherwise and don't want to hear otherwise for the Metropolitans or the Yankees or any team. But you know it's inevitable we are going to hear more of what we already heard from after just a weekend into the season. And this is why you need the test results. They have to come now and not a minute later. And further testing results with Miami and Philadelphia will be known, if not later tonight, most likely early tomorrow morning. And what's it mean? Because negative today doesn't necessarily mean negative tomorrow. The fear we all had, very real as the virus itself. Watching baseball over the weekend, not many we saw wearing the mask. We saw the high fives in the dugout, nobody with the 6 degrees of separation, runners being held on, why not? Everybody, it seemed, up close and personal, just like number 19 in your program likes it. And Major League Baseball, not until around 7 o'clock tonight does it tell us, yes, there is a virus. And had they continue along those lines, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. So this is where we are with COVID number 19 and Major League Baseball, only 10 seconds into the 2020 season. As you know, it was a very busy New York weekend. And yes, you know, you saw, after all, what about these New York Yankees? They were playing possum on Sunday. You can never count them out, ever. And, of course, Corbin was great, but the Yankee pen a little bit better on Sunday, scoreless for 5 innings, the pen was, and rising from the very quiet, the Yankees rising to the occasion with Torres and Voit, and then Canley with men in scoring position, and Urshela with the tag on the foot in the ninth inning, the Yankees finding a way to win. And then what was with the Metropolitans? It's so good at finding a way to lose. And talk about the domino effect, the broken chain reaction opening day. Ho-hum. As usual, no problem with Cy Grom to begin, then Lugo and Wilson, and yes, Diaz. Diaz, our favorite Metropolitan. He got 3 outs, and you were like rubbing your eyes. Did you believe what you had just seen facing 3 men? No, he did walk better. But he got 3 outs. And the Cuban defector going hog wild and bringing home the bacon. And then game two, a strike away. And you knew Ozuna or later, he would remind you of 2019. And here comes Strickland. And you wanted Diaz to get back into the game. And here comes Sunday. And if there ever is going to be as many as 60 games for all the teams, you were really beginning to feel the Metropolitans after Sunday were already mathematically eliminated. And the Knickerbockers, another New York story from the weekend, finally already hired Thibodeau. And the Jets finally traded Jamal Adams. And you know, and I know, and everyone knows, the Jets forced this deal with the week and win with you or without you thinking. Jamal Adams, of course, wanted to be traded once he figured out the Jets wanted to trade him. Jamal Adams was the best player on the Jets. That's the good news. The bad news, Sam Darnold is not and hasn't been the best player and better turn out to be the franchise quarterback instead of what he is and what he has been, the quarterback for the franchise. But he does show an upside, and Jets fans are anxious to see that upside this season if there is going to be a season. Joe Douglas, he didn't need Adams to force a trade. Not at all. In fact, he said this afternoon that anything that Jamal Adams was going to say didn't have anything to do with the trade that took place. I believe that. Joe Douglas didn't need Adams to force a trade, since Douglas, with his "we want him to be a Jet for life," this was more to build attraction for other teams who wanted Adams for life, in this case Seattle. And Adams moves to the Pacific Northwest without the extension, and getting Adams will help the 11-5 Hawks. They were only inches away, as you know, from winning the NFC West a season ago. Right now, the Jets are worse than where they were on Friday. But Douglas wins July with the two first-rounders, the third, and the safety to replace Adams. But unless those number ones and the number three and McDougald pan out, Seattle wins September, if again there's even a September and beyond. The Jets do hope this works as well as it did when they did use a first rounder in the Keyshawn Johnson deal to get John Abraham, the last real edge rusher they had until he spent his final moments as a Jet more MIA than making noise on the field. The Seahawks once traded away Joey Galloway and got Sean Alexander from a deal that they had made. And with one of those picks they got in a trade, here comes Cortez Kennedy. And it was Seattle trading away Fred Young for a couple of first-rounders, and one of them was used to draft Cortez Kennedy, one of the best tackles in the history of the game. So where are we on this Monday night, ready to take your calls? Baseball on the brink, Joe Douglas and Jamal Adams and Tom Thibodeau and the New York Knickerbockers all in play on what should be a busy couple of hours before JJ at 1. And maybe we shouldn't be surprised at any of these three with the baseball, Joe Douglas, Adams, Thibodeau. Baseball, you figured this was likely to happen, and maybe, God forbid, it's the tip of the iceberg. Jamal Adams, just a matter of time. And Thibodeau, nobody's surprised it was him. Maybe Jason Kidd, Mike Woodson, Mike Miller expected to be part of Thibodeau's staff. So the front office at first being developed right before our very eyes. Now You can check the box for the New York Knickerbockers. They got the coach. Now it's up to the front office and Thibodeau to develop a team very underdeveloped. And one thing about Buffalo, I found this interesting. I've in the time that I've been at WFAN, I've gotten to meet, not really know all that well. We go back and forth with emails, but I did meet Lee Loewenfisch about a year and a half, 2 years ago. The official biographer of Branch Rickey sends me an email and notes that of the eight teams that Branch Rickey wanted to form for the Continental League back in 1959, Buffalo, and I never, by the way, the Continental League never played a game because the Major League Baseball saw what was going to be a possible rival, and then they, of course, started to expand. But the Continental League never played a game. But of all the teams that were going to make up the Continental League, Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, Houston, Minnesota, New York City, and Toronto, they got Major League Baseball franchises. The one team that did not, Buffalo. And now, of course, this is where the Blue Jays are going to call their home away from home. So lots on the table tonight. You know about the Metropolitans. They are getting down to the wire in the bottom of the eighth inning at Fenway Park. They have the 7-2 lead. You know about the three home runs. Michael Wacha looking good. Rick Porcello not looking good over the weekend. And maybe none of it is going to matter all that much if we can't complete, if not 60 games, close to 60 games to make the 2020 season. But Porcello was terrible, as was Paxton, as we saw in Game 2 for the New York Yankees. And then again, of course, Corbin was so lights out. And then what happened when Torres looked out and Voit in the same inning looked out? And then Torres a little bit later on with the base hit to make it 3-2. So the Yankees, so dead in the water, come to life and rise to the occasion. But is it going to matter? Are we going to have any kind of a conclusion, you know, to the 2020 season? It's a legitimate question after what we know now about Miami and with the cancellation with the Yankees and Philadelphia and Miami and Baltimore. And God forbid we find out more testing positive, not only more with Miami, but possibly with Philadelphia. And again, it's very, very scary. And there are some people who don't take the virus very seriously, and we all have to do that with the mask and the social distancing and the hygiene with the washing of the hands, the whole thing, because it works. And those who don't do any of these things are just opening the door for the virus to come right in. All right, no from the 1-877 and the 337-6666 number to call on your fan, New York City.